You're listening to KNKX, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson thinks that the newly bigger Pike Place Market is now way better. She shares her look at the expansion with 88.5's Dick Stein and gives a shout out to local farmers markets on Food for Thought.
Just last week, the grand opening of Pike Place Market's expansion. Have you been?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, what do you think?
I couldn't love Pike Place Market more, and now there's more to love. They have put a brand new market front down on Western Avenue. It's accessible from the market, and the idea is that eventually the market will be able to go all the way down to the waterfront once the viaduct goes away.
What about parking? Any better? Not for nothing, but...
Yeah, right? There's 300 new parking spaces, yeah, in addition to the 500 in the market parking that's accessible down from Western Avenue.
What about a personal drone?
A personal drone would work. That's up next, right? So what's great about the new space, there's 30,000 square feet of open public space with a plaza. There's a viewing deck. The market front includes a pavilion with table space for nearly 50 additional vendors and a producer's hall where four of the market's existing businesses are now in the process of moving and expanding.
So who's going in?
Old Stove Brewing Company with a brewery and pub and Honest Biscuit, where they'll now sell fried chicken, Indie Chocolate, a dessert bar and chocolatier, and Seattle restaurateur Brian Jarre, who owns Jarre Bar, this adorable little bar on Western Avenue, will open a new restaurant with chef Zoe Antonitsis. That place is called Little Fish, and they'll produce their own smoked and cured seafood. That one's set to open this fall. Stein, do you know that, and I think too many people don't know this, that Pike Place Market is not just the market. There are a ton of social services, some great new stuff available there as well.
Like what?
Well, they've put a market commons in, which is providing access to all the market services. They have 40 new low-income housing units in the new market front. 12 of them went to homeless folks. A food bank, which they've always had, a medical clinic, ditto, preschool, and a senior center in the market. And speaking of market, Stein, this is my favorite time of year for going to my neighborhood farmers market, which I do every single week while it's open.
Yeah, we have a number of farmers markets in Tacoma as well. Broadway Market on Thursdays, Proctor Market Saturdays, East Side on Wednesdays, and South Tacoma Market on Sundays. Further south, the Ole Farmers Market.
I think people should make a day trip out of going to a farmers market that's not in their neighborhood. If you go to PugetSoundFresh.org, you can plug in where you live and find out all of the farmers markets near you, or find one that's far away that's worth taking a drive somewhere.
When you go to your Edmonds Farmers Markets, what are you buying?
I always buy a loaf of, I'm not going to tell you what kind of bread because they run out, at the Snohomish Bakery. I buy vegetables for the week or for at least for the next few days. I always buy eggs at my farmer's market. The lady who sells me mine will also sell half duck eggs and half chicken egg. And I especially love the jumbo eggs with two yolks in them.
How do they do that? Is that an acquired skill for the chicken or do they just have several boyfriends?
Yeah, the boyfriends. I think that's it. And this time of year, I buy fresh garlic as much as I possibly can, as well as berries. And I always buy flowers because...
The earth laughs in flowers.
The earth laughs.
It's Emerson.
Emerson, awfully nice flowers. And Stein, the best thing about farmers markets for me is that I run into people I know every single time. That happens in the supermarket aisle, but it's not the same as hanging out in a farmer's market talking with people you know, whether they're the vendors or your friends. I love that.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Fresh, local.
Where the double yolk's on you.
Leeson. He's Dick.
Mr. Natural.
Stein.